vote to extend this bill to bid.
In this week's shiur, we'll be'ezus Hashem discuss and try to cover the inyan and the reason why we take Lacha Mishnah, which is a Gemara in Shabbos, and it's learned from this week's parasha, the Psukim of the Mon. The pasuk says, "Vayhi b'yoyim ha'shishi lakdu Lacha Mishnah shnei ha'oimer le'echad." Fridays, every day when the Mon fell, how much fell? One oimer fell, amount per person. A person got an oimer. However, Friday was double. Two oimrim fell. A double amount came, one for Friday and one for Shabbos. Let's take a look and see how that came about when Friday a double fell. How did that double be split for over 2 days for Friday and for Shabbos? And what are we doing a zecher for when we take Lacha Mishnah? What exactly are we commemorating? What are we copying and trying to remember from what fell, the month that fell Friday, the two Oimrim? The Daz HaKeinim, right there on the Pasuk, says the following, and he explains that when the month fell Friday, every day the Oimer fell one Oimer. The oimer was enough and an amount for two meals, for the morning and for the evening. That says the oimer made two chalas, a suda for the morning and a suda for the evening. Came Friday, and when Friday two oimrim fell, two oimrim obviously is equivalent to four breads, and those four breads were split over the 2 days, over Friday and Shabbos. Make a cheshbon, you have Friday morning was one bread, one challah. Friday evening, the Sudas Leil Shabbos was the second challah. Shabbos morning was number three. And Shabbos evening, Shabbos afternoon, Shalosh Shudas was four. Which means there was no extra food for Shabbos. It was just that the home delivery that we usually got on a daily basis, the Shabbos delivery didn't come on Shabbos. It actually came on Friday. So, how did you split the amount of food? Like a regular day. Every day there was two chalas per day, in the morning and in the afternoon or in the evening. So Mamela, Friday morning was one, you left with three, and you had for the three sudas of Shabbos, Friday night, Shabbos morning, and Shabbos afternoon for Shalosh Shudas. Rashi brings the Medrash, Rashi and Bereshis, by Vayechulu, it says, Birchoi, Birchai b'mon v'kitchai b'mon. So what's birchai b'mon? There was a bracha in the mon. Bishleim a kitchai on Shabbos. What's the kitchai? That it didn't fall on Shabbos. That's the kitchai. But what's birchai? Nothing extra came for Shabbos. It happens to just be what came, what was supposed to come for Shabbos came Friday. So what's the birchai? So the Mefarshim explained, very good, Morty, that it didn't spoil. That's the birchai. The bracha was, regularly the mon got spoiled. If it was stayed over here, it didn't get spoiled. So what we have, nothing extra came for Shabbos, but rather double came Friday instead of Shabbos. And the zecher that we're doing, so what's the zecher tonight? You're going to take Lecha Mishnah. What's the zecher that you're doing? The zecher is that double came Friday, so therefore, to remember that double, we take Friday night, Shabbos morning, and Shabbos afternoon to remember that double. That home delivery that came Friday, that was double, therefore we take Lecha Mishnah. But says the Das HaKeinim, Lefi this, Shalosh Shudas, how many chalas were left by in the Midbar? What happened in the Midbar? If there was four chalas and they used one Friday morning, one Friday evening, one Shabbos morning. So they used the remainder, the fourth chala, Shabbos afternoon. They only had one chala left. So obviously in the Midbar, they didn't have Lecha Mishnah left for Shalosh Shudas. And therefore, they used the matzahs was done soon after, not too long after they left Mitzrayim. Then that's where the month started. So what did they do? What happened for Lacha Mishnah? So says the Daz HaKeinim, they taka didn't have Lacha Mishnah, and therefore you don't need Lacha Mishnah for Shalosh Shudas. Again, nothing fell extra Friday. It was just the amount for Shabbos came Friday, and by the time Shalosh Shudas came around, the fourth meal, there was only one challah left. There was no Lacha Mishnah, and therefore you don't need Lacha Mishnah. That's the first pshat that the Daz HaKeinim explains what happened, what was the metzias that happened in the Midbar, and what are we commemorating by taking Lachem Mishnah? We're commemorating the double that fell Friday, but it happens to just be really we should commemorate that for Shal Shadus also. But they didn't have Lachem Mishnah. We also don't need Lachem Mishnah. The second shot of the Das HaKeinim, he says differently. Differently, what happened in the Midbar? Of course, what the Torah says that two Oimrim fell, that no one's going to argue. Like we started, the Pasuk says two Oimrim fell on Friday instead of one Oimer. That everybody agrees. But in the second shot of the Das HaKeinim, he says, what's the two Oimrim? The two Oimrim usually made four breads, four challahs. But for Shabbos, there was a ness that the amount of what usually made one challah made two challahs. Not that anything more fell. The same regular two Oimrim that fell, that one Oimer per day fell Friday, two Oimrim. But the two Oimrim that usually made four challahs, when it came to the food of Shabbos, it made double. Why did it make double? Since, says the Das HaKeinim, since a person has a neshami yaseir, a person could eat more, so there was taka more food that fell for Shabbos, that was for Shabbos. There was more food. So let's make a cheshbon, what came out, how many, what was the metzias, what happened, how many challahs and bread was there. Friday morning was a regular meal, they had one challah. One challah for Friday morning. But now the other three meals of Shabbos, which really was the other three challahs, each amount, each half a omer actually made two challahs. So how many challahs did they have per suda? They had two challahs. They had two challahs for every single suda. They had two challahs.
So it wasn't more food. It was the same amount of.
It was more food. It was more food. You're right. You're right. But seemingly the ness happened. You're right. Rebbe Falls asking, Lamaisa, if a Omer fell, or I'm sorry, Friday, two Omerim fell, so that's the amount that fell. There wasn't more food. But says the Das HaKeinim, a ness happened that, I don't know exactly if while they were preparing it or if they put it in the oven, when exactly it happened, but the ness happened that what usually made one challah, not just that instead of making, when you bake challahs, a big challah, so you make two small ones, the ness was is that there was actually double amount of food. That's what he explains, as Nesham Yaseira, to eat more, he was taka double amount. Somewhere along the way, from the same measurement, right, it's interesting, the measurement that fell was the same measurement, but somewhere along the lines, it became more. See if the Lashon, we could see if how he words it. Kol chatzi amin nichma. Could be it did fall more. The Torah says two oimer. Yeah, shnei oimer. I'm saying more. It was more food. Lamaisi says that there was more food. There was more food for Shabbos. So what comes out of this, the second pshat in the Das HaKeinim, what are we commemorating tonight when we're going to have Lachem Mishnah? Tomorrow we're going to have Lachem Mishnah. What are we commemorating? What do we want to, what are we copying to remember the Lachem Mishnah? We're commemorating that every Suda of Shabbos actually had two challahs. They had more. They had two challahs. That's what we're remembering by taking Lachem Mishnah. Memela, what comes out? Of course, Shal Shudus also says the Das HaKeinim, you have to have Lachem Mishnah. Because in the Midbar, they taka had Lachem Mishnah. They had two challahs for every single meal. And even Shal Shudus, they had two challahs, you need Lachem Mishnah. Lefidus, it's very good. What's Birchai Beman? Kitcher, we understand. The Eibishter was Makadosh Shabbos Beman by it not falling. What's the Birchai? How did the Eibishter bench Birchai Shabbos with the Mon? Obviously, by having more food, there was a double amount of food. There was two challahs per suda. So we have over here a machlokes and pshat. What happened over Shabbos with the man? Was there one challah like regular, or actually two challahs? And then on top of that, it makes a difference what we're remembering when we take Lachem Mishnah tonight, tomorrow, Shal Shudus. Are we remembering that Friday there was a double delivery, or are we remembering that every suda of Shabbos had actually double, had two challahs? What's la halacha about Shal Shudus? As we explained, l'chayr is a chilek in the two pshatim. If you need Lachamishna Fashala Shuddas. The Machaber in Reish Tzadak Aleph Sif Dalid says the Machaber, you don't have to make Kiddush by Shalash Shuddas. That's in Hilcha Shalash Shuddas, this Simen. Aval Tzorach Lift Soyal Shtei Kikras. A person has to make Lachamishna Hamoitzi on two Kikras, even by Shalash Shuddas. That's the Machaber. However, the Ramah says no. The Ramah says, Ulapachais. You don't need Lacha Mishnah. You don't need Lacha Mishnah. However, says the Ramah, L'tchatchilo avol yesh lahachmer, yes, to take Lacha Mishnah. So the Machaber says very clearly, a person needs Lacha Mishnah, even by Shalash Shuddas. The Ramah says, you don't need avol toiv lahachmer, yes, to have by Shalash Shuddas. And as we saw, and we're going to see a little clearer as we move along, that is a machloikis arishonim in the Das HaKein, we're bringing some rishonim, what we're doing with Lacha Mishnah, what are we copying? And feed the first shana the Das HaKeinim, since we're copying Friday, but in reason you should really need two by Shal Shodas, but they didn't have in the Midbar, so if they didn't have in the Midbar, we also don't need. Let's go now to the Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos, where the Makar for Lacha Mishnah is, and let's try to see, get a little clarity on Lacha Mishnah and a little bit more in other dinim. The Gemara says, it's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Omer Ab Abba, B'Shabbos, Chayiv Odom Liftsoya Al Beis Kikros, a person has to Liftsoya, a person has to be Liftsoya on two Kikros, T'chsiv Lacha Mishnah. This week's parasha by the Mon Lacha Mishnah, so you have to be Boitseya in two breads, in Lacha Mishnah. What does Baitseya mean? So Rashi says, Baitseya means to make a hamoitzi. You have to make a hamoitzi on two breads. The Gemara says, a little fur, Amar of Ashi, Chazina Terf Kahana, that took two breads, but he was Baitseya, he took two chalas, and he was Baitseya be'echad. The Noka Tarti, he took two, Botza Choda, Amar Loktu Ksiv. What does it say? It says lokdu, which means you have to take two chalas, but baitseya, to cut in, you only have to cut into one chal. You don't have to cut into both. And then the Gemara says, Reb Zeira, third din, and the way Rashi understands Reb Zeira, the Gemara, have a botza kule shiruse. The Gemara, Rashi understands Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira says that a person is supposed to cut a nice slice of challah that's enough for the whole meal. A nice size. It's covered Shabbos. It looks like he's machavav suda Shabbos. So we have again, the Gemara says that a person is supposed to be baitseya, make a hamoitzi lecha mishnah on both. Then the Gemara brings Ravashi cut into one. And then there's another din that you're supposed to, besides cutting into one, you're supposed to cut a nice slice of challah, enough for the Suda. You're showing you machavav, you're eating more than regular Lekavat Shabbos. However, the Rashba argues, and the Rashba explains Reb Zeira, not how we said the Reb Zeira says that a person's supposed to cut a slice of challah, a big slice of challah. He learns Reb Zeira. The Reb Zeira is coming to say that a person is supposed to cut into both chalas. Reb Zeira is learning not just botza to cut into one chalas, what Rav Ashi says he cut into one. Reb Zeira is coming to argue you have to cut into both. So we have a machlokes rishonim, Rashi and the Rashba. What's pshat in Reb Zeira? Is the din that you're supposed to cut a big piece of chalas? Or is the din you're supposed to cut into both chalas? Before going into the halacha lamaisa, l'chayra you could explain the machlokes Rashi and the Rashba is the machlokes we just said, the two pshatim in the Das HaKeinim. Again, the Das HaKeinim, how we explained, learns the first pshat. The Das HaKeinim, the first pshat, learns that each an amount of one challah fell per suda. Amount of one challah fell per suda. If that's the case, obviously they only ate one challah. So if they only ate one challah, you don't have to cut into both challahs. That's how Rashi learned. So what's the din that you have to do? Rashi learns the din is you have to cut a nice slice of challah. That's Rav Zeira. However, The Rashba that learns that you're supposed to cut into both chalas or b'zeira, you have to cut into both chalas, he learns like the second shana, the Daz Zakenim, that every single suda they had two chalas, but not only they had two chalas, they ate two chalas. So if they ate two chalas, means they caught both chalas. So Melo, the Rashba learns Herb Zera, that when a person makes Lacha Mishnah, it's not enough that you make a Hamoitzi on the Lacha Mishnah. You're actually supposed to cut in, you're supposed to cut into both chalas. That's the Machloikis, L'chayra Rashi, and the Rashba would be Machloikis if they had one or two chalas. Shkoyach, thank you. What's L'halacha? La'alochan in Lagabi Shalosh Shudas, we saw the Machaber says you're supposed to have Lacha Mishnah, the Ramah says it's a Toiv Lahachmer. What's La'alocha Lagabi these Dinim? We have a Machlokes Rishonim if Reb Zeira is coming to say, what's the Din in Reb Zeira? Is Reb Zeira coming to say that you're supposed to cut a big piece of challah, or is Reb Zeira coming to say that you have to cut into both? Says the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Ayin Dalet Sif Aleph, Boitseya al base kikris shleimos. You caught into boitseya. What does boitseya mean? Sha'uiches shteim biyada. You hold on to both chalas when you make a hamoitzi, both of the lacha mishnah. However, uboitseya hatachtoina. Which one do you caught in? He says you caught into the bottom one, which obviously means the Shulchan Aruch says clearly that when you take lacha mishnah, which one are you cutting into? You're cutting into one. Which one? The bottom one, but you only caught into one. So the Shulchan Aruch pretty clearly paskins that you do not have to cut into both chalas. The Shulchan Aruch in Tziv Beis says, Mitzvah of Tzoye v'Shabbos Prusa Gedoyla. These are mitzvah to cut a nice slice of chalas. Shatasbek leil chol ha-suda. You should cut a nice piece for the whole suda. So far we have the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rashi, which means that you're supposed to cut, like Rashi and Reb Zeira, you're supposed to cut a piece of challah enough for the whole Suda. The Shulchan Aruch does not say you have to cut into both of the Lacha Mishnah. However, the Magen Avraham brings from the Bach that one should, yes, cut into both, to cut into both challahs. So, and obviously, if somebody's going to be noig like that, you have to be careful, you shouldn't be Bal Tashchas. You're going to cut into both, and you're going to, all the sudis you're cutting into both. Either you have to make smaller chalas, or one of them should be smaller. If somebody is going to be makbid to cut into both, the goyin says nearly like the Rashba, yes to cut into both chalas, and that Teres Zakenim, which is a Talmud of the Rash, of the Bach. He brings also to cut in like the Bach, like his Rebbe. He says to cut into both chalas. And he says, besides cutting into both chalas, you should also cut a big piece. In other words, like Rashi and the Rashba, to be machmer, the Lacha Mishnah is for both. Lacha Mishnah is one din Reb Zeira to cut a nice piece of chal, and another din also you should cut into both chalas. The question is, as we explained before, that if you need the Lacha Mishnah din is either because Friday there was a home delivery, a double home delivery, and therefore we said they didn't have extra over Shabbos, and by the time Shalosh Shudas came around, there was no Lacha Mishnah, so you don't need Lacha Mishnah. And therefore, L'chayr, the same din would come out, you don't have to cut into both. In other words, depending why we take Lacha Mishnah, makes a difference for Shalosh Shudas, and also makes a difference for cutting into both chalas. If there was no extra chala per suda, so they didn't have Lacha Mishnah by Shalosh Shudas, and the same din is also, just like they didn't have Lacha Mishnah by Shalosh Shudas, you don't have to cut into both chalas because there wasn't two chalas per suda. So L'chaira, I would like to ask the Olam. The Shulchan Aruch says, at least the Machaber, that you have to have Lacha Mishnah by Shalosh Shudas. And even the Ramah says Toiv La'achmer. But on the same end, the Machaber doesn't say that you have to cut into both chalas, and the Ramah doesn't say the Toiv La'achmer. L'chayr, it should be mitzvah tali. If you need Lecha Mishnah by Shalosh Shudas, like the Machaber says, you should also have to cut into both. Or Toiv La'achmer, there should be a Toiv La'achmer. L'chayr, the end, the teretz would be that even if you learn that there's only one challah by Shalashudas left in the Midbar, but if the Zikaron, why we take it, is to remember the double home delivery that we got Friday, two challahs, so by Shalashudas also you can make such a Zikaron. In other words, even if you're the first pshat in the Das HaKeinim, that by the time Shalashudas came around, they were only left with one challah. But if the Zikaron is to remember the two that fell Friday, so the Zikaron is the two that fell Friday, the same thing would be applicable by Shalashudas also. The Bechaber says yes, and you mechuyif to take Shalashudas. However, the Ramah says Toiv LaAchmer. But even if you learn like the first pshat in the Das HaKeinim, there's still an understanding that you should be mechuyif Shalashudas to take Lacha Mishnah. So what we have so far is that these two reasons, so far we have two reasons why we take Lacha Mishnah. Why means the Pasuk says to take Lacha Mishnah, but what does it resemble? What are we trying to remember by taking Lacha Mishnah? And then we have two dinim that come out from the two pshatim. If you mechuyif to take Shalashudas Lacha Mishnah, and if you have to cut in. Shalashudas, we saw the Machaber says yes, the Ramah says Toiv LaAchmer. And Lagabi cutting both Chalas, the Shulchan Aruch makes no mention, not the Machaber, not the Ramah. The Magen Avraham brings at the Bach, says that you should cut in the Goy, and also you should cut into both Chalas. Let's take a look now by Yom Tov. What happened by Yom Tov? The Torah speaks about B'yoyim HaShishi, the sixth day, today, Friday, in the Midbar, when the Mon fell, double fell. What happened Erev Yom Tov and Yom Tov? Did the Mon fall Erev Yom Tov for Yom Tov? Or did the Mon not fall Erev Yom Tov for Yom Tov? The Mon actually fell on Yom Tov. So, a little while back, when we started Masechtas Beya, the Gemara Daf Beis Amud Beis, when the Gemara says about Achana, the Gemara says that there's an Isser Achana to prepare Erev Shabbos for Shabbos, and the Gemara says, from this Pasuk of the Mon, that the Mon fell today, Friday, for tomorrow, why? So the Gemara says, because Yemechen Mechoil Shabbos, and you mechin mechoil Yom Tov, as opposed to you know that if you mechin Shabbos techoil Yom Tov techoil, these are Isser Achana. But the Gemara says from the pasuk of the Mon, the Gemara says that a person is mechin meshabbos mechoil leShabbos umechoil Yom Tov. Says Tosfos, I see from here that the Mon fell Friday for the Mon fell Friday for Shabbos, and the same thing the Mon fell Erev Yom Tov for Yom Tov. So Zoktoisvis, you see from here that the Mon fell Erev Yom Tov for Yom Tov, and therefore, if the Mon fell Erev Yom Tov for Yom Tov double, you should need Lacha Mishnah on Yom Tov as well. However, asks Tosfos, the Medrash that we said before in Vayichulu, Birchoi b'mon, Kitcha b'mon, which says, Birchoi and Kitcha Shabbos b'mon, Dafka Shabbos, Mashma Dafka Shabbos, but not Yom Tov. That means that Yom Tov, it fell on Yom Tov. So did it fall on Yom Tov, or did it fall Erev Yom Tov for Yom Tov? That's Tosfos' Shaila, and Tosfos says it's a machlokes medrashim if the Mon fell on Yom Tov, or it fell Erev Yom Tov for Yom Tov. Machlokes. What's la halacha?
Could have been that it fell on Erev Yom Tov, that fell on Erev Shabbos.
If what?
If there was a Yom Tov that fell on Erev Shabbos, so then it probably fell two times.
We're going to get to that mamash in a minute. Very good. Reb Mechol wants to know, you're really saying it could be, he wants to be miyashiv, that could be he was talking about a case that Yom Tov was, let's say, Sunday. So it fell
Sunday or even Friday, let's say, if you had
a two-day Yom Tov. We're going to speak about a two-day Yom Tov in a minute, which means, I mean a two-day Yom Tov, either like now Pesach, this year Pesach, at Shabbos Sunday, or the opposite, this year Shavuos, it's Shabbos, is and then Yom Tov. Pesach also Shabbos is Yom Tov. It's not Erev Pesach, Shalosh Shabbos. We have Shabbos and Yom Tov, or the opposite, Shavuos, this year Shavuos, Erev Shavuos is Shabbos. Let's get to that in a minute. A two-day, let's call it a two-day Yom Tov, a three-day Yom Tov. First, Yom Tov, what happened Yom Tov? These are Machlokes Medrashim, if the Mon fell or not. And La Halacha, we paskin, it's the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Ilchus Yom Tov, Simen Tov, Kuf, Chav, Tes. V'chayiv, Liftsoy, Al Shtei Kikrois, a person is Mechuyiv on Lacha Mishnah, and like the the Mishnah Berurah brings, because the mon fell Erev Yom Tov for Yom Tov, so Meili Yimuchuyiv and Lacha Mishnah on Yom Tov as well. Let's take a look what happened if Yom Tov and Shabbos were together. Shabbos and then Matzah Shabbos was Yom Tov. So what happened? L'cha'ira, the mon fell Erev Shabbos for 3 days. The mon fell Erev Shabbos for 3 days. Frekt the Noid B'Yehuda, if the mon fell Erev Shabbos for Shabbos and for Sunday, in a time that we have a Shabbos and a Yom Tov together, you should have to take three chalas. Instead of Lacha Mishnah, you should have to take three chalas. You should have to take three chalas because more fell Friday. Instead of two Oimrim fell, three Oimrim fell. Let's take a cheshbon and go back to what we explained, the reasons for Lacha Mishnah, and L'chayr will be Meyushev the Kasha. We said the Das HaKeinim explains. Let's first go to the second Shana of the Das HaKeinim, and then the first, and we'll see L'chayr it's not Shvar the Kasha. We said in the Das HaKeinim, in the second Shana, why do we take Lacha Mishnah? Why do we take Lacha Mishnah every Shabbos? Because every Suda we had two Chalas. That's what we want to remember. Tonight, when you sit down for Lacha Mishnah, you know why we take Lacha Mishnah? Because we want to remember Friday night in the Midbar, the Klal Yisrael Atu Chalas. Shabbos morning, Klal Yisrael Atu Chalas. If that's the case, so even if it's a two-day Yom Tov, a Shabbos, a Yom Tov, as much as that it fell, even if three portions fell, but what we're remembering is that every single Suda we have two Chalas. So even when it was a Shabbos and a Yom Tov together, every single meal we had two chalas, so that's what we're remembering. We're remembering the two chalas of each meal, so therefore you take two chalas, not more. Even l'fi the first pshat of the Das HaKeinim that says that we want to remember the home delivery was double, Friday was double, and Emela asks the Noi Debi Yehuda, I'm on a Shabbos and a Yom Tov together. The home delivery was actually tripled. It was three Oimrim. But let's remember, when we make the Zikaron tonight on Shabbos, what's the Zikaron? What happened Friday? The Zikaron is that double fell for Shabbos. Like we said, Kitchoy B'mon, that it didn't fall on Shabbos. So when we take tonight two Chalas, what do we want to remember? It's not so relevant to us how much was in the home delivery Friday. It's relevant that Friday was more than one, was a double for Shabbos. So it's not negeya that Sunday, another one fell for Sunday for Yom Tov. What we want to remember tonight, Shabbos, by taking two chalas, is that kitchoy, that nothing fell today. And when did it fall? It fell yesterday. So which means yesterday fell two. It's true, yesterday, Erev Shabbos for Yom Tov fell three. But Lamaisa, we want to remember what fell Erev Shabbos for Shabbos. It's true on Yom Tov. We want to remember what fell Erev Yom Tov on Yom Tov. We want to remember what fell Erev Shabbos for Yom Tov. So we take two as well. So l'cha'ira l'fi either pshat in the Das HaKeinim, we could understand why when Shabbos is and Yom Tov are together, we don't take three chalas. Lacha Mishnah, three chalas. Just to be mesakim and be mesayim, important that Meshech Chochma answers this shaila, and he explains in this week's parsha. It says vayiktzav alei Moshe when Dasam vaviram left over mon to the next morning. Vayiktzav alei Moshe. He explains why was it only vayiktzav alei Moshe and why not the Eibushter also? They didn't listen. What's the hesber? So he says like this: why was vayiktzav alei Moshe that they left over? They got spoiled. He says that Moshe was bothered that Dasam Vaviram took away the Nesoyim from Klal Yisrael. Could you imagine? Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar. There was no food. And this was the food. There was a big Nesoyim for somebody to leave over, to put away for tomorrow. What's going to be? Let's say no man falls tomorrow. What are we going to do? We don't have any food. There's a big Nesoyim to put away the food. And Klal Yisrael, Lamaisa, every single day was Oymir and Nesoyim. They didn't put away the food. They believed in Hashem, Lechtech Echer B'Midbar, and they believed in Hashem, the Eibush is going to give us food tomorrow also. Once Dasam Vaviram left over the food and it spoiled, so there's no Nesoyim anymore. You could leave it over from today till tomorrow, literally from today, you could leave it over till tomorrow, and nothing, it's going to spoil anyway. So Moshe Rabbeinu was disappointed. He took away the Nesoyin of Klal Yisrael. They didn't have a Nesoyin anymore to leave the food because it wouldn't have helped anyways. But the Eibushter said, no. Even though Taka, they left it over and it spoiled, a gain comes out from what Klal Yisrael knows, that if you leave over the money, it gets spoiled. What's the gain? The gain is, the Eibishter Kavli Yochel said, that when it comes Friday and I give for Shabbos also, Klal Yisrael is going to see a nest that even though every day really it spoils, I'm going to give Friday for Shabbos, like we said, Birchay, that it doesn't spoil. There's going to be a nest that it doesn't spoil. And the Meila, that's why now Klal Yisrael knows the mechanism of the mon. If you leave it over to the next morning, it spoils. So from Friday to Shabbos, what happened that didn't spoil? Klal Yisrael is going to see the nest. The Meila says like this. This is a reason why we take Lacha Mishnah. And this is reason number three why we take Lacha Mishnah. You know why we take Lacha Mishnah? To remember this nest, that the food that came Friday didn't spoil. A third reason, a hezva, why we take Lacha Mishnah over Shabbos. A third reason. And Memela, Dr. Meshachachma, therefore, that's why we understand why you don't take three chalas when you have 2 days of Shabbos and a Yom Tov. Because we're remembering the nest. Once the nest is that it didn't spoil, so that's the nest. It didn't spoil for 1 day, for 2 days. The nest that we're remembering with Lacha Mishnah is that it didn't spoil. So if it lasted from Friday to Shabbos to Sunday, so what do you want? When Yom Tov lasted for 3 days, the nest is it didn't spoil. So maybe you take, that's the reason for Lacha Mishnah. That's the reason for Lacha Mishnah, and that's the reason why you don't take three. So to sum up, we said three reasons why we take Lacha Mishnah, either to remember that a double delivery fell Friday, or because every Suda we ate two chalas was extra, or reason number three, like we're saying now, is that it didn't spoil, and that we saw that from the first two pshatim can make an afkamina lagabi shal shudas, and maybe even lagabi cutting into the chalas, and then we saw that it's not shver lefi all three pshatim. Why, when Shabbos and Yom Tov is together, why you don't have to take three chalas for Lacha Mishnah? Shabbos.
There's no Israel.